This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
This is Auto Recall Report. Thanks for joining me. AK here, back at your service. And today we're going to dive right into the Toyota Tundra. What a great truck. And this Toyota Tundra is now on the recall list because they're recalling 180,000 Tundras because the turn signals are very, very dim. Yeah, I said that. Now, there's a total of 183,397 2018 to 2020 Toyota Tundras built between February 22nd, 2017 and May 29th, 2020. And they're being recalled for dim front turn signals. Now, these lights were incorrectly wired during assembly due to faulty instructions. Now, Toyota is saying they will send letters to inform affected owners of the issue and will fix the problem free of charge. Now, not all recalls involve fire and faulty brakes. Sometimes you're gonna find recalls for small things like this, and that's where Toyota is currently finding itself. Right now, we got 180,000 Toyota Tundras with front turn signals that are not even bright enough to meet vehicle safety standards. So definitely an issue, because if you're actively driving the car, something like this could possibly put you in an accident when you are around other drivers. So definitely get that checked out if you do have a Toyota Tundra. Now, to get really in detail with what the issue is, it's confined to vehicles with the LED headlight assemblies. Now, during production, these instructions that they got were incorrect, and the bulbs were connected to the wrong portion of the wiring harness. Now, it could be something like a quick fix, so definitely call your dealer. The Toyota Tundra is a great truck. Now, it's not an F-150, but it is still popular. Now, people do drive the Toyota Tundra a lot. It's just not one of America's best-selling trucks, because when you think of that, you think of the F-150 from Ford. Now, the Toyota Tundra is a pickup truck manufactured in the United States by Toyota since May of 1999. Now, that's a big deal because a lot of other cars from Toyota are not made in the USA. For example, the 4Runner is made in Japan. The Land Cruiser is also made in Japan. So seeing that this made in the USA is great. So it's huge to know a full-size truck in our American market is being built in the American market as well. And the Tundra was the first North American full-size pickup truck to be built by a Japanese manufacturer. And the Tundra was nominated for North America's Truck of the Year for Motor Trend back in 2000 and in 2008. Initially, this was built in Princeton, Indiana, and in 2008, Toyota's San Antonio, Texas factory. The Toyota Tundra is a great, solid pickup truck with a lot of rave reviews. If you take a look online at some of those trucks that have lasted a long time with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles, you will definitely come across a Toyota Tundra for sure. Now, a brand new engine was featured in 2007, and that engine was a 5.8 liter V8 that produced 381 horsepower on a 6-speed automatic transmission. Also available were two carryover engines from the first generation Tundra, which was a V6 at 236 horsepower and a V8 rated at 276 horsepower. I don't know about you, but I'm a huge fan of the Toyota V8 engines. they are known to come in the Tundra, the Land Cruiser. They're also used to come in the 4Runner when it was in the fourth generation. But that V8 engine is like no other. You know, it is an old engine, but it's a capable engine. So if you get your hands on a V8 like that, you are in for it, because you just got a great vehicle, but you'll be at the gas station a little more, but it's worth it. So Auto Recall Report, I appreciate you joining me once again. Go ahead and get your Tundra looked at. If you don't have a Tundra, you should look into one, because they're really nice trucks. But if not, go ahead and get your F-150 going, because the F-150 is also a great truck. See ya.
Next exit is the safe zone.